Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Hold it a minute. That was your first mistake. I'm stirring like crazy to get these Christmas goodies finished. There is no rest for this hard-working mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Oops, that's mistake number two. The socks are by the fireplace to dry out. The kids in this house can't seem to stay out of the wet snow.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Sugar plums, schmugger plums. These kids are dreaming about gifts. Gifts and stuff and things. They don't care if the stuff dances or not. They just like the loot.
Miss Mouse, you certainly seem negative. Are you a little disturbed by Christmas?
Christmas. Bah, humbug. All it is work and worry and loot and bills and gimme, 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 got it.
Oh no, Miss Mouse. Christmas is much more than that. Let us read the first edition of The Night Before Christmas instead and see if that will help you understand. Now settle down and listen.
'Twas the night before Christ's birth, and up in the sky, the angels are prepping to be heard on high.
Tonight's the night God is sending Jesus down to earth.
I'm so excited. We have been waiting for this evening for so very long.
Who should we tell the news first?
Well, God gave me instructions before we left. We had to go to the hills outside of Bethlehem to a group of shepherds.
Shepherds, shouldn't we tell some more important people?
It's God's plan for you to tell the shepherds first. The birth is just the beginning of the plan.
Well, God knows best. We can tell the shepherds.
Thank you.
The people in Bethlehem, a small rural town, were just getting ready to lay themselves down.
I have so much to do. I've never seen so many people in town. The tax census from the Romans is really causing headaches. My place is so full, I've had to turn people away. Just a while ago, a young couple begged me to let them stay in my stable. I let them. The wife is going to have a baby any time now. I suppose it is better than sleeping on the street. Maybe I should check on them. Nah, they'll be all right.
And on the hillside, while watching their sheep, a group of young shepherds were falling asleep, when suddenly out of the sky came a light, an angel appeared, making everything bright.
Peace to each man, you need not fear, for the news we have brought you will find very dear.
A baby is born this night of his birth. He's come to save all of the people on earth.
In Bethlehem town, you will find this dear child with Joseph and Mary, his mother, so mild.
Sure, in a manger with oxen and sheep, nest and blankets, the babe sound asleep.
Good news we bring you this wonderful night.
Jesus is born, let's go to the site.
Thank you. A vision. Did you hear what the angel said? Jesus is born.
We must do what the angels told us to do. Let's go and look for the stable.
The Lord will take care of the sheep. Let's hurry.
So after the angels delivered the news, the shepherds went searching with no time to lose.
And just as the angels had told them out aloud, they found Jesus with Mary and Joseph so proud.
Wow, that's a great story. Jesus was born on that first Christmas day?
That's right. Jesus was born on the first Christmas day. A gift from the Father, he planned it that way.
And every dear person who hears and believes that movement from Jesus, a pardon received.
For all folks have sinned and have gone their own way, but God listens closely when we choose to pray.
And choose to love Jesus who came down to earth to live and to die and give us new birth.
Terrific! Christmas isn't all loot and gimme, 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 got it? It's really about Jesus and joy and love straight from God.
Congratulations. Now you know the reason for the season. Let's all join together to sing Joy to the World. That means everyone should sing with us as we celebrate the good news of Jesus' birth.
And now, a moment for mission.
Every year, we help bring joy to our neighbors through the Adopt a Family program. On Sunday mornings and on Wednesday evenings, members of the congregation pick up gift tags. Each gift tag has a specific item requested by a child or adult in a family right here in West Des Moines. We purchased each item, wrapped it, and placed it under this tree in the sanctuary.
The families in need are identified by West Des Moines Human Services, a nonprofit agency that provides assistance to low-income, elderly, and disabled individuals in our service area. Many of those households we serve are surviving on very limited incomes and struggle to afford even the most basic necessities. These hardships make it difficult to feel the joy of the holiday season.
Today, we dedicate the gifts you are giving to the families Covenant has adopted this year. We adopted 3 families this year. We pray that these gifts will help provide a great Christmas for these families. Thank you for your generosity through Adopt a Family and in everything you give to support Covenant's mission.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.